All right, let's cut the culinary cliche, shall we? You're deep in the restaurant trenches, right? And the absolute last thing you need is another guru telling you the secret ingredient is what? Just love your team harder.
Oh, God, yeah. Gag me with a butter knife, seriously.
Exactly. So today we're actually diving into something with some teeth. Kelly Daniels' piece, Hugs, Hammers, and Hostage Situations, Leadership in the Modern Restaurant.
Now that sounds more like it. Finally, a title that gets the beautiful chaos.
Right. Forget the cheesy hang-in-there cat posters.
Please. This isn't about manufactured positivity. It's a really sharp look at what leading a restaurant crew actually involves today.
And for everyone listening, you know, juggling the crazy food costs, the trends changing every 5 minutes, demanding guests.
It's a never-ending staffing puzzle.
Oh, don't even start. Yeah. So think of this deep dive as like a shortcut to leadership stuff that might actually work.
Yeah. Our mission, if you will, is figuring out how to blend that real human connection, the empathy part, with, you know, the non-negotiable need for accountability.
Because you need both to build real leaders, right? Mm-hmm. Not just drones.
Exactly. And it's so relevant now. This workforce, it's just different.
Totally different. The article calls them the recruiting class of now. They've had instant info forever. They expect feedback like, boom, right away.
Like their DoorDash order. Yeah.
Totally. Uh-huh. And they'll bounce. If the fit isn't right, they're gone faster than you can say 86 salmon.
And it's not about the fancy title on the business card anymore. It's like, does what I do here actually matter?
Wild concept, I know.
It is, though. It's a huge shift. They want purpose. Which sounds kind of fluffy, maybe?
A little bit, yeah.
But it just means they want the why. Why this task? Why this way? And clarity. God, they need clarity.
No more vague mumbling from the manager's office.
Right. And just treat them like grown-ups. That whole because I said so thing.
Uh-huh. Good luck with that. Watch morale just absolutely tank.
Instantly. Or, you know, you swing the other way. You try to be the super chill, everyone's buddy boss.
The cool boss.
Yeah, and suddenly the walk-in is a biohazard zone, standards are suggestions, and you're playing therapist half the shift.
Passive chaos. That's what it is. And newsflash. Karen still wants her dressing on the side, on time, even if Timmy, the server, is having an emotional day.
The article nails this framing. Pure empathy, no standards. You're the emotional support GM.
A lovely person, probably. Doesn't get much done.
Nope. And the flip side, all hammer, no hug, just relentless accountability.
Burnout Central. Welcome to Burnout Central. Population decreasing rapidly.
And then you're sitting there scratching your head like, but we offer a competitive salary in a fast-paced environment.
Yeah, why doesn't anyone want to work here? Shocker.
So the secret sauce, according to Daniels, it's that mix. Empathy and accountability.
Groundbreaking stuff, I know. Simple concept.
Deceptively simple, apparently super rare in practice, though. But the payoff, it's not just warm fuzzies.
Right, we're talking actual loyalty. Like, yes. The kind that doesn't just evaporate when the bonus check clears.
Imagine keeping an AGM for more than 6 months. Imagine.
Whoa. Let's not get crazy now.
But seriously, when people feel valued and they know what's expected, they stick around.
And the article says something wild that the team starts to, like, police itself.
Self-regulate, yeah. Because the expectations are crystal clear and they know the leader actually, you know, cares.
So even the, what was it? The artsy line cook with 3 septum piercings and an affinity for chaos.
Yes. Even that person might suddenly find their inner tidiness freak when they feel seen and know the standard.
And that flows right out to the tables, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's a key insight. A team that feels supported and knows the drill. They treat guests better. It's not rocket science.
Happier staff, happier guests. Good for business. Amazing.
Mind-blowing.
Okay, enough theory. Let's get practical. This isn't group hugs before service.
No, thankfully. Daniels gives actual tactics. First one, the feedback sandwich. Heard of that?
Yeah, the classic praise, criticism, praise thing, but she tweaks it, calls it protein forward. I like that.
Me too. It basically means be direct, but be human. Don't hide the important stuff in fluffy compliments.
Just say it. Look, that risotto was undercooked.
Right. Then maybe add context. I know it was crazy busy, but consistency matters. And then the clear expectation, let's make sure we're tasting and temping every single batch.
Truth with grace. Got it.
Then there's check in, not check up. Forget the dreaded annual review.
Oh, God, kill me now.
Right. This is about short, regular chats, like 5 minutes. Hey, what's going well? What's driving you nuts?
And then, and this is the hard part, actually listen.
Revolutionary. Apparently, it tells you more than staring at spreadsheets all day. Who knew?
This shifts things, too, right? Mm-hmm. from just pointing out mistakes to coaching.
Exactly. Instead of just barking, "That was wrong," you ask, "Okay, what could have made that go smoother?" Gets them thinking.
Empowers them a bit. I like that. And this one hit me. Call in, not just call out.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. The gut reaction when someone messes up is often public humiliation, right?
Totally. Make an example.
But this says, pull them aside. Ask why it happened. Be curious, not just furious.
Subtle shift. Powerful, though. Builds trust, not just fear.
For sure. And the big one, consistency. You absolutely cannot preach empathy in the pre-shift.
And then turn into a screaming maniac mid-rush.
Yeah.
We've all seen it.
We've all been there, probably. And you can't ignore it when your favorite bartender cuts corners but nail the new server for the same thing.
Oof, yeah. The standard is what you actually let slide or deal with consistently.
That one stings a bit, doesn't it?
It really does. Now look, if this all sounds kind of overwhelming, like, okay, great, where do we even start?
Like trying to perfectly cook 50 eggs Benedict solo during brunch rush?
Exactly. Kella Daniels' stuff isn't just theory. She actually does restaurant leadership coaching, helps people put this into practice.
Right. So building stronger leaders in your team sounds good, and you're thinking, maybe I need some help here.
There's a way. Mm-hmm. She says, click the elephant at kmfdconsulting.com to start the process.
Click the elephant. Got it.
Just putting that out there. Because look, mastering this whole empathy accountability thing, the hugs and the hammers.
It sounds easy on paper.
So easy.
Yeah.
But doing it day in, day out, it's hard. It's maybe the hardest easy thing in this business.
Totally agree. And it's not about turning the kitchen into group therapy. Okay.
No. Or letting the servers vote on menu changes because they feel like it.
God, no.
Yeah.
It's just seeing people as actual humans while holding them to high standards because you know they can meet them.
And the payoff. A place known for being awesome to work at, not just for the food.
Imagine that reputation.
Right. So, final thought for everyone listening, wrestling with this stuff daily.
Mm-hmm.
Take a real honest look. Where are you leaning? Too much hammer, leaving casualties in your wake.
Or too many hugs. Got a team that's super comfy, but kind of ineffective.
Yeah. What's the real impact of that imbalance on your people, on your numbers, right now?
Chew on that one for a bit.
Seriously. Marinate on it.
Pause.
Honestly, good luck figuring that out by Thursday.